going nowhere fast.
Thousands of trucks are stranded in Argentina as the drivers wait to be tested for COVID-19 to enter Chile. And the wait is taking its toll.
I've been here for 2 weeks. I've got a refrigeration unit, but not enough gas to run the fridge.
Many of these trucks are carrying refrigerated goods, with the engine having to stay running to keep the products from spoiling.
Diesel is running out, and they have equipment that cannot handle being on for a long time. The engines are running all day and night, and they're starting to fail and affect the cargo. When we get to Chile, we'll have to come back because of this. It's all stopped going in and going out.
With nowhere to go, the drivers rely on sharing food to eat and use makeshift toilets and showers.
We go into the city, buy a few things, and split them among ourselves. People nearby give us a little bit of food, whatever they can to do to help, even if it's a little. Right now we have a bathroom and a shower that they sent for us, but we have to pay for it.
A similar problem has been affecting drivers on the northern border of Chile, where they also face long queues.
This is becoming a real problem. The authorities or the presidents have to take care of this.
Row after row, these truck drivers are forced to wait in close quarters during a pandemic for a test they need to finish their job. Leah Harding, Al Jazeera.